This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Passion Time, the American Family Farmer, part of the Good Day program that I am very passionate about. Not that I'm not passionate about all the things that we do on the air, but this program, the hour that I spend every week talking about the plight of those who are like me, who have been around animals, been around the farm all their lives, and see much of what we worked on, some of our dreams going up in smoke, poof, because of malfeasance, government malfeasance, the influence of big ag, and how it is just pulling away at almost every turn food supplies that we get. What's happening on the farm and in our country? That was the reason that I started doing the American Family Farmer a couple of years ago. I wanted you to know about what was happening in the areas of food being produced here, how it's being produced, how we can help the plight of the American family farmer, how we can help those who are families running ag businesses, how we can help the locavores. That movement is growing by leaps and bounds because people want to have a say in where their food is coming from. I'm a family dairy farmer. The mission here is to be a voice of advocacy for our family farmers. So each week we pull apart some issue, a problem if you will, and show you how a farmer has fixed the problem, or at least is dealing with the problem. And so we've invited Mark Santucci, who's the owner of the Santucci Farm in Traverse City, Michigan. He has a story about federal regulation, what's happened to his rare form of farming. Mark, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So tell us a little about you and the Santucci farm. What's your family's story? Are you first generation? Are you third generation? Is this an old farm? What's the story?
Well, I'm first generation. I bought the farm 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago. Like you, I'm originally from Massachusetts and moved out to Michigan. I had a government job, and part of my job was promoting the export of Michigan products, and I went up to Traverse City as one of my first duties and fell in love with the area and asked one of the owners of a local winery if there was ever any land for sale, let me know. A couple years later, he let me know, and I bought it, and I've been involved in it ever since.
All right, so what kind of farming do you do there?
We do primarily cherries, although we do have some grapes and some chestnuts as well. And I also am involved in a pig farm down in the Lansing, Michigan area.
All right, so how do they all fit together? I can imagine the pig farm, you can take the waste of the leftover stuff that you can't use or sell from the cherry trees or from the other things that you raise and feed it to the pigs. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do in part?
We do in part. We don't do it with the cherries, but we do it with the chestnuts, and we do it with neighboring farmers for other products like apples and pumpkins and the like for the pigs.
So I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. This is something, by the way, you go to Santucci Farm, S-A-N-T-U-C-C-I, farm.com. I think, but this is the Facebook page, I think, is what's better, if you don't mind me saying so. You got a lot of followers, and in that way we can find out more about your harvest. Tell us what it's like. What is a cherry, when you're growing cherries, is it like apples and peaches, any other sort of tree-based crop?
It might be similar, more similar to peaches than to apples. First of all, there's two main types of cherries. There's the sweet cherry and the tart cherry. The sweet cherry, everyone across the country is familiar with because that's what's sold in your stores and that's what you eat fresh.
I love them.
And you do too.
And there's a good crop. Is it this year? They seem to be pretty good this year. the cherry.
Yes, actually the quality of the sweet and the tarts were outstanding this year. They're the best I've ever seen on our farm anyways. Mm-hmm. And
why do you think that is, Mark? So give us that. I want to pull this apart a little bit because there aren't a lot of people who are doing cherry farming and or raising the things that you are raising together. And because you raise so much of this, mm-hmm. you're such a significant producer, I think this makes a fascinating story because we're used to talking about dairy. We're used to talking about the produce farmers that, you know, the guys that are mm-hmm. Doing vegetables and stuff. So this is unusual. So tell us about.
I would say that the main variable is weather. Mm-hmm. And this year, the weather could not have been more perfect. We did not have any early frost that would damage the cherries at their formation. We had a sunny and dry period when the cherries were getting ripe, and when they were ripe, we had all the heat we needed to produce a sweet cherry, and we didn't have any violent storms that would create wind whip on the cherry. So that was the main variable that gave us what I call the perfect cherry this year. We did a couple other little things. We changed the fertilizer and added some fertilizer to them that we think helped a little bit. But if I was going to pick one thing, the dominant factor would be the perfect weather we had.
Mm-hmm. How many people in Michigan, or how large is this business? How many cherry orchards would you say there are in the state of Michigan and maybe around the country would be a good reference?
Well, again, you have to split between tart cherries and sweet cherries. Sweet cherries is a much bigger industry than the tart cherry industry. Right. I think the sweet cherry industry is around 600 million pounds. The tart cherry industry is about 300 million pounds.
Really? And you don't grow them together, or do you have both on your farm?
I have both on my farm. Mm-hmm. I actually have 11 different types of cherries that I really? Grow. Most of them for the pick-your-own. I have a bunch of dwarf trees with different type of cherries that will ripen at different times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Four main cherries for the processing industry. I have a dark sweet cherry, a light sweet cherry, a Mount Morenci tart cherry, and a Balaton tart cherry.
All right, I want to talk about your customer base. Who buys these? How broad is it? I don't think there's anything better. And by the way, they're very good for you as well. There's nothing better. I just a few minutes ago grabbed a handful of cherries. I hope they came from your Santucci farm. They're fabulous, though. There's something about them. It's just a fabulous firmness and the sweetness, and they're very good for you. So we'll continue with a focus on processing, the customers, what the problem is, why Mark is here, as we continue our focus on the American family farmer at 14 past the hour.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Doug Steffen here at 17 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, hosting Mark Santucci, who runs the Santucci Farm in Traverse City, Michigan. There is a problem that he's had to deal with regarding federal regulation. We're going to get to that, but I wanted to know, for your benefit, what sort of things go on a farm that specializes in raising millions of pounds of cherries every year. How long is the season, Mark?
The season is pretty short. The tart cherry season is just for a week.
Really?
Yes. From when we start to when we finish is 1 week. Sweet cherries is a little bit longer because we have some later varieties. Otherwise, that would just be about 10 days, too. But we stretch it out to a three-week period.
How do you do that?
By growing cherries that are ripe early and by growing cherries that are ripe later. Again, our sweet cherries, a lot of them are hand-picked by people who come up to pick their own like they do with strawberries or blueberries or whatever. So we have a little pick-your-own operation as well.
But you have a machine, or do you have people in a week? How many trees have you got on the farm?
A machine. We probably have 4,000 trees, and we have a machine that harvests the cherries for the processors. They basically shake the tree, not all the cherries, but 95% of the cherries then fall off of the tree, go into a big tarp, up a conveyor belt, and into these large bins, and then the tractors take them to our cooling pad where they're cooled down and then shipped off to the processor.
So do you have to have equipment that's dedicated? Do you own the equipment, or do
yes.
you share it with people who also have it 1 week?
I own it and share it. I own
you
it
do.
And I share it with one of my neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, in 1 week a year. So you spend the whole year preparing. What does it take to plant and grow a healthy cherry tree?
It takes 10 years for a tart cherry tree from when you plant it to when you get your first processed harvest.
I had no idea that it was this short. You know, apple season lasts from August to the frost. And so you get it with these. How much trouble do you have with birds?
Birds are a problem, but because everyone on the peninsula, most farmers are growing cherries, and the birds have to eat something else when the cherries aren't available, there aren't as many birds as there could be, and so we might lose 5% to the birds at the top of the trees, but they're not really a major problem. They're more of a problem for people who have one tree or two trees
right.
in their
yeah.
home.
Yeah, you can stand there on the top of the barn with a shotgun, blam, blam, blam.
Right.
All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the problem that, Mark, now that you know about him and his farm, the problem that the feds created, I say created for him. Mark Santucci from Michigan, cherry farmer here on American Family Farmer.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Golden Conversation, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Mark Santucci on the American Family Farmer portion of the Good Day program, the focus on his cherry farm in Traverse City, Michigan. So the federal government has forced you to let tons of perfectly good cherries go to waste. What's the story? What's the problem? What'd they do?
Okay, I'll try to give it to you as quickly as possible. Back during the Depression, the farmers like myself growing fruits and nuts, as I said, it takes 10 years to start a tree in production, and then your tree lasts for another 20 to 25 years. So during the Depression, when demand went down because no one had any money, the farmers were not getting paid anything, not even the marginal cost of producing for their stuff. So Congress passed the Agricultural Marketing Act of 1937 as a way to try to prop up the price of these fruits and nuts for the farmers. Whether it worked or not, who knows back then. I understand why they did it. Go forward to 1995, the cherry industry was losing, demand was declining because the women weren't home baking pies, they were out working with the men, and so cherry consumption started going down for tart cherries. So there was a call for reenacting this 1937 act, and sure enough, it was put in place. The problem is, though, that whenever you try to mess with the marketplace like this, unintended consequences happen. And two things happened in this case. One, imports, which were never a factor in our market, all of a sudden became a huge factor. Imports now account for 40% of our consumption of tart cherry products. The second thing is, someone who might be a marginal producer who, without the agreement, wouldn't be growing cherry trees, all of a sudden finds it possible to grow them and make a small profit. So you increase the domestic supply of cherries. And then what happens is you have this Cherry Industry Administrative Board, which is set up under this act, under the purview of the Department of Agriculture, which tries to control the supply of cherries. Only, their only authority is to control the domestic production. They have no control over imports.
Yeah, right.
So what happens is you try to prop up the price. The foreign producers in Turkey and Romania and Hungary and Poland, they see an opportunity to undercut what the price is and still make a pretty good profit for them. And next thing you know, our processors, instead of buying domestic cherries, start buying the imported product. And I don't blame them. I would do the same thing. They're out to make money, and that's how they make money. To add insult to injury, if you buy a domestic cherry under the CIAB, there's always a restricted supply. You can't sell that cherry unless you're allowed to by the CIAB. So a domestic processor this year has to hold 30% of the cherries he buys off the market unless there's a disaster in some future year, which means he can buy an imported cherry, doesn't have to restrict any of those, but if he buys domestic cherries, he has to restrict 30% of the supply. And then to throw salt in the wounds, each pound of cherries that we produce and sell to a processor, we have to pay a penny and a half to promote cherries generically. The importers don't have to pay a dime, so we are paying to promote
their
importation.
Good God. What is wrong with this country? This is why we need a revolution. Stand by, Mark. We continue telling his story. Is it your story? It could be. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge.
For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Days American Family Farmer, a weekly discussion of issues that affect the small family farmer and the people who buy and use the products grown on our American family farm, the locavore movement. Mark Santucci is here, the owner of Santucci Farm in Michigan. The feds have done another one of the... Every time you hear one of these stories, you think it can't be any... There can't be any more of this kind of stuff. This is stupid. And then there's one story that's more stupid. And then another stupid story on top of it. And you wonder if there isn't a plot, or is it just stupidity? So in honor of us having this conversation, Mark, I went downstairs and had a handful of cherries. And then I started thinking, after you told us the story about the imports, because I'm like a lot of us, even if we are farm-focused, I read labels on most of the things that I buy in the store. But I will admit to not looking at labels on fruit and vegetables. A lot of times vegetables don't have them anyway, unless the stores are bragging about having local farms and local produce. Normally, because I have a friend, mine is a dairy farm, so I'm not in the produce business. But there are a couple of produce farms right around me, and I normally, instead of having my own garden, I just go get tomatoes and squash and potatoes and corn and whatever I want from him, because we're always doing each other favors. So I don't tend to look at what the country of origin is for vegetables and fruits. But now, you telling me this story, I'm going to start looking. I don't know whether I threw the bag away. I don't know if the cherries I'm eating are from a domestic producer like you or some place like Turkey, for God's sakes.
Well, you're not going to know either, because they're not required to put
the country of origin labeling. That's it. Another screw job by the feds.
Put where it's packaged or where it's distributed. For example, we have a local producer of cherry concentrate, and what they put on their package is the concentrate is packaged in their town of Michigan. But when they put on the label what the contents are, they put Morello cherry and Montmorency cherry, and the key word is Morello cherry. We don't grow Morello cherries in the United States. They come from either Turkey or Hungary, most likely. But most people don't know a tart cherry from a sweet cherry, so when they see the word Morello cherry, it means absolutely nothing to them.
Right. No, it doesn't. And I certainly I just look for cherries when they're in season.
Right.
And I had no idea the season was only a few weeks long, and the kind of stuff that you have to invest to make all of this work. If you got a bad season, then you're in trouble. You got a good season like this year, you're in great shape. You have more of the tart and sweet cherries than you perhaps can sell. Or in this circumstance, you're being forced to hold on to turkey. If you go to your Facebook page, you have a website. Is this picture on the website too, or is it just on the Facebook page?
It's just on the Facebook page.
So if you go to facebook.com/Santucci Farm, S-A-N-T-U-C-C-I Farm, you'll see a picture of rotting cherries on his Facebook page. It's been shared tens of thousands of times, and that's how I found you a few weeks ago when I looked on my Facebook page and I see this, because I have a number of farmers that I'm connected to.
Mm-hmm.
You see this picture of these rotting cherries and think, my God, what the hell are we doing? So you've got this circumstance, and now we have the shelf life is short. You got to process them. You got to get them around. So all your money is made in a month, basically. All year long, you got to sell them in a month.
Okay. And the other problem is because of the agreement and because the processors themselves have these huge carrying costs because they're not able to sell all the cherries they buy from us, we get our first payment for the cherries 30 to 60 days after we provide them to the processor. We don't even know what price we're going to get when we deliver them to them. And our final payment takes place a year later.
My heavens. Good God. So you're fighting that. You're fighting the Turks, the Eastern Europeans, the government, all this stuff. Why the hell would anybody do this? That's what I mean. You get right down to it. This is the kind of stuff that is forcing these sorts of circumstances, the stupidity, the ultimate stupidity of government pulling stuff like this off, whether it's that or it's, one wonders, we ask ourselves whether they're just trying deliberately to run everybody out of business, all the family farmers. In this circumstance, you just look at it and you shake your head and you can't understand, you can't realize it. And people say, nah, they couldn't be doing this. Well, yes, they are, right?
I think cherry farmers and maybe farmers in general are eternal optimists.
Yeah.
They have one good year, and they expect every year to be like that.
What do you think the Trans-Pacific Partnership will do to your business if it's enacted?
I don't think it will have, at least initially, any impact at all on our business because most of the Pacific Rim countries don't grow cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could see China at some point in the future. They have certain parts of China that are fruit-growing areas, temperate climates. I could see them getting into it, but up until this point in time, thank God, they have not gotten into cherries in any
way. How much exporting do we do? Do you, as Santucci Farm, and does the cherry business do? We're getting these imports, so what are we doing for exports?
Well, we used to have a fairly robust export market in Germany and in France. But what happened was, after the fall of communism, the East European countries, when they became more capitalistic, you saw people starting to buy up land and plant cherry trees. And as I said, it takes 10 years. So in the early 90s, they started planting the trees. By the early 2000s, they were harvesting their first cherries. And the first thing we noticed is we were losing the German and French market to them. And that kind of makes sense because they're closer to it.
Yeah.
But what we then saw after that is they started coming into the U.S. So we export some, but not nearly the numbers we exported 15 and 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And now our fear more is the imports than the hope of exports.
All right. So do you go to your congressman? Do you go to your senator? Do you get relief or interest other than just slapping you on the back or giving you lip service to try to work on these problems? I'm going to guess you belong to organizations like the National Farmers Union that does, in my opinion, I belong to the NFU. I used to belong to the Farm Bureau, but I think they're more in the pocket of the big ag guys now, so I don't have any,
I agree.
I have any use for
in
that.
In fact, I have a story about our Farm Bureau, the Michigan Farm Bureau. But first, to answer your question, I have not in the past, because I was one of these types who would moan and groan but wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But as my friend said to me, I've crossed the Rubicon, and I plan on going to Washington in mid-September and meeting with these people. So I can't make a judgment on them until I actually sit down and talk with them myself.
Yeah.
But about the Farm Bureau, they wrote a hit piece on me 2 days after this Facebook post, and I found it very curious because, number one, they never even talked to me about it, and when I called them up and asked them why they didn't ask for my side of the story, the guy's answer was, well, you know how social media is. You got to be quick, meaning as a reporter, he could care less what I thought. He was doing the bidding of someone else. So
he's not a reporter. He's a lackey. There's a difference between being a journalist, a reporter, and a lackey. And those guys are just laughing. Look at the advertising that they have in their magazines or on their Facebook, or, I'm sorry, on their websites. And then you know it's like a politician. I've said any number of times that we should do the same with politicians and guys like this, as we do with, as they do at NASCAR. You wear a uniform around that has all of the of your sponsors on the uniform, and then you'd know why these things are happening. Let's pause for a moment. We have a few more minutes with Mark Santucci and his story of cherries and the government and imports and basically getting it in the shorts, as they say. It's 44 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some priorities to discuss. Those of you who are, as I am, and most of us are, in the family farm business, we are our own accountants, we are our own bookkeepers, we are our own managers of the financial situation. But there are things that happen when those of us who lose sort of the monetary momentum have to think about. A lot of people, they stop paying their bills. No, don't do that. Don't stop paying your bills. Some people are trying to stay in the same mold that they were in. If you have more land, plant more crops or put more cattle in. If you have this without increasing your expenses, that is, without increasing the number of people that you have on the payroll, you add things that you can sell that make you more money as long as you don't increase the spending. If you're in trouble, talk to your lender. Lenders may be willing to help you convert some of the loans to interest only for a while. They tag it on a balloon payment, but don't stop paying. Don't just stop paying. You got to give them something to think about. And prioritize your payments. If you're short on cash, because especially dairy farmers are having this problem right now, you might need to reconsider the reason you pay one bill ahead of another bill. Is it date? Is it its importance to you in terms of the operation of the farm? I think those are things you have to think about. I certainly, when I was in trouble on the farm, that's the way I looked at it, frankly. Put your emotions aside when it comes to restructuring, fixing things up. You have stuff that are sacred cows. I know you do. But put them out of the way. Get them, lose them, because that'll be the biggest detriment to you being able to say, I'm solvent and mean it. All right? If you... helpful hints, hopefully they were helpful, related to you as farmers. All right, we have a couple more minutes here with Mark Santucci, the owner of Santucci Farm. Again, I encourage you, I've posted or will post on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/good day. A picture of the rotting cherries and the story of what's happened here, why this is a problem. It's been viewed any number of thousands of times. This is... 40% of the food that's produced in our country never gets eaten. We have unbelievable waste. Americans waste so much food. Part of this, however, is that you have a 7% yield here that never gets eaten, it looks like. Or that's the average for the family, for these farmers in general. Is that the number?
In terms of what we harvest?
Yeah.
Well, normally... If everything goes according to our plan, everything harvested gets used. There's probably about 5% that remain on the trees.
Yeah.
That the birds get and the raccoons and anyone else.
Right.
But the real problem is not what remains on the trees. The problem is after it's off the trees and what the TIAB does with it.
You've got about a minute here. What's it like being out in front? On this, what you took, the Farm Bureau took a shot at you. Who else is helping and or hurting?
Well, I think there are some cherry farmers who I think don't understand. So I have a few cherry farmers who don't agree. The overwhelming majority of the small cherry farmers have been on my side, and I've gotten a number of private notes sent to me and a couple of phone calls saying, go boy, go.
Yeah.
So I would say from the farmer perspective, I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Don't be shy retiring and bashful. I get the picture. People who don't like you, they're not going to like you. But I wanted people to know what the story is. So you'll be able to listen to this in our podcast and on the stations that carry the program all around the country. Thank you, Mark, and best of luck. I learned a lot from you today. I'm sure everybody else did, too. Mark Santucci, 50 past the hour.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, let's get to something else. This is my commentary this week. It's a thought process, actually, that I am beginning to go through more and more, especially when I hear these stories and you hear these stories from people like Mr. Santucci, who have this unbelievable nightmare to deal with. It's like it's everywhere. No matter what you do, where you go, and it especially affects the farmer, the food we eat, checking what is being done to preserve not only the lifestyle, but the stuff that's being grown and brought to the table or brought to your store, wherever it's being brought to. How do you know it's really good? There's a website called EWG.org. EWG.org. This is the Environmental Working Group's contribution to your safety and well-being. They have a searchable database of 80,000 different products, household products, food, that sort of thing. You can find the latest news on food and farming and water and that sort of thing and toxins that are in the food. You can subscribe to newsletters, customizing what information you're looking for. But the database here is all about healthy living. As a matter of fact, when you click on to the EWG.org website, you'll see they ask you for your email address so that they can send you information. And their first call is to support organic farming. You can sign a petition to stand up for more organic farming. What has to be done to actually get more organic farming going is to have the government get out of it, because all it does is screw things up. And we all know that. So I'm looking at their overview. They have all kinds of things about food. You can rate what's on your plate. and see what they have found out about the nutritional value of various things, all the way from cupcakes to cheeses. I mean, this thing is like the consumer. I find this, frankly, I haven't read much use anymore for the Consumer Reports report, because I found out that, and I think I may have mentioned this, Kara, I mentioned this a few weeks ago when I was talking about something that was in the Consumer Reports that was just wrong, just plain wrong, and I said that it more and more has become a tool of the people who are contributing. They tell you they take no advertising, which is true. It's kind of like listening to NPR. They don't take advertising, but they take support and then give credit to, in some way, the people who are supporting them. So if you look at the contributors, and a lot of people don't, you would see that a lot of their support is coming now from Big Pharma, the drug agencies, the big ag people are in there. And what's happening is they are pushing their editorial content is aimed at helping the people who are giving the money. The whole business about supplements that was in there, I think, last month was ridiculous, asinine, the stuff they put out. Are all supplements great? No. But are they all bad? No. That's the same thing as there are certain types of foods that are grown here that may not be as good for you as others, and you get that information. You try to, I think, anyway, in the name of my family, I do it. I want to know what's going on, the farms that are best for the environment, the farm subsidies, who's getting them. They have all of that. The story about Monsanto's GMOs and how there are bitter complaints against them, that was just published last week in the latest EWG.org, a scathing report on the EPA failing to review corn's environmental effects, the GMO side of things, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's so complicated now. Everything is so complicated. It's hard to know what you can get for your children and your family to eat better and have a better life. You can hear in my voice, I get so frustrated hearing these stories, trying to deal with or stay one step ahead of the government. And I think that's why I send you to the EWG database in part. The food that we produce, the way we produce it, has profound effects on our health, our quality of life, the environment. And by the way, this is good and bad. We have farmers that are doing great work, farmers that are doing terrible work. And I think this is a good way to overview it with not a lot of prejudice. So I'd send you to the website again, EWG.org. This is the American Family Farmer.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.